Hearst interview with Ms. Victor Gillen at Stamford, Kentucky, with Mrs. Elsa C. Matheny, interviewer for the Kentucky Bicentennial Oral Project on July the 2nd, 1977 at 3 o'clock. Vera Gillen is also going to interview her mother. Ms. Gillen, could you tell us some things that happened in the early history of Kings Mountain?
Well, when we go down there to live, Kings Mountain.
When I married in 1910.
Where did we live the first time?
Crossed from the schoolhouse.
What kind of schoolhouse did they have then?
Just one single room, which now is a Methodist church.
You mean up there in the curve where you go over the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Up there in the curve where you go over the hill on the left hand
side? They called it Hall Methodist Church.
Well, is that where they
had... They moved it down and made a schoolhouse out of it.
Mm-hmm. Who taught there then?
Oh, I can't remember that kind of stuff.
Well, and then when did they build the next school?
They built it when you was 5 years old.
Well, how old would that make it then?
Well, 61 years old.
Well, I'm 66, so that would be about what? 19 and 11, and add 5 to it, would be 19 and 16. How many rooms to build? Did they build the yellow brick then?
No, they built the brick when you was a little girl.
You mean when
they
I was...
They had a two-room schoolhouse.
There?
They had a one-room schoolhouse, and they moved the whole Methodist church out and joined to it and made a two-room schoolhouse. Then when they built the brick building, they moved one of the buildings down and made a Methodist church, which they are using now for the Kings Mountain Methodist Church.
When did Papa start teaching there?
Yeah.
In the brick?
About 60, I guess.
You mean when the... No, not 60. You mean when I was about 6?
Yes, all of your children was born in that little house across from the schoolhouse. If that's interesting.
All right, what room did Papa teach?
He taught the upper grades. At that time, they had no high school.
Okay. Did Aunt Maud teach there, too?
Yes, she taught me.
Lower grades?
Lower grades.
Well, let's see then. Who lived over the hill on the left-hand side going down?
Dr. Acton.
Dr. Acton?
Dr. J.W. Acton.
All right. When did Dr. Laswell go in there?
When Dr. Acton moved away.
Dr. Acton moved away and then Dr. Laswell came.
Yes.
Okay, when did Dr. Thompson go in there?
I can't remember when he came. We came from Pulaski County to King's Mountain, but I can't. Thompson was on the right, and then the Patterson built from them.
And then Mr. Will went over and built on the other side?
Yes, and it was a combination of
everything.
Drugstore and groceries.
Well, Dr. Thompson had an office back in there, didn't he?
Yes, he had an office back in there.
And you could go in and get your teeth pulled, and he didn't give you anything, and he had a great big long silver thing, and he'd just rear you back and pull your tooth, and that was it.
Yes.
And then on down toward the depot, what was next? Who lived but just beyond the store there?
Gabe Walters,
and then just beyond that?
Went on down to Hester's Hotel.
Okay, where did Gabe Walters have his store?
He lived in the second story, and his store was on the roof, and it just went out on the street.
They had streets in Kings Mountain?
Had sidewalks made of boards.
All right, and then they had how many hotels?
One. Oh, well.
They had that great big hotel down there that burned.
That was the Hester's Hotel. Then the next place was the Depot.
The Depot was over in front of it. And then up at the end of the big long hill going down, that was where the tower was, right? Don't you remember the railroad tower that used to be down there at the end of that great big tall hill over in there? And A.C. Morgan used to come from Waynesburg?
No. They made that.
When did they build that tower?
Years later, Willie Leach worked in that tower, you know, it was a...
Now, Willie Leach, who is he?
Huh?
Who was Willie Leach?
He's next door to us.
Live next door neighbor to us?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's the daddy of Randall Leach. That runs the Firestone here in town now. And he was up here from Florida the other day and walking up the street. He's 87 years old, and he had on shorts. And he did, for a fact. And he lives in Florida now. And now, when did they build the tunnel?
Oh, before that. I don't know what.
They built that tunnel down there. Don't you remember when Mr. Williams and all that gang came in there?
Yeah, but they wasn't building no tunnel. They was building Fishing Creek Dam.
Where is Fishing Creek Dam?
Did you go on south?
They brought a crew in there, and where'd they live?
Scattered around.
And Papa was a bookkeeper, wasn't it?
He was a bookkeeper.
Who was in charge of it? A Mr. Williams?
W.W. Williams,
and he drove a what? Cadillac?
I don't know.
You don't know that? It seemed to me like he did. And then when they build the overhead bridge that goes over toward Duncan?
Well, that's new.
Well, they had to get it after they built the tunnel. Well, anyway, going down the hill, and you would come to a T. You could turn right. And there was what the last thing was, Noble Paget's store.
Yes, but that's new compared to...
I know, but it burned. And beyond that store, there was Mr. Howard. Remember?
Yeah, what you
get the thing, though. Well, Mr. Howard was beyond that store when Mr. Will and them lived down there. And Miss Howard sold hats, didn't she? Huh?
Morris Falls had a drugstore in the corner of Dr. Thompson's store.
On the left or right?
Yeah.
Left or right?
On the right hand side.
On the right hand side. Well, the Howards, then they lived in there someplace.
That family getting all their big stuff right here.
Mr. Frank Howard, was that his name?
Yeah.
And he was, Ethel was his daughter?
Daughter-in-law.
Who was her husband? And they had Ethel, who did Lyman belong to? Lyman?
Belonged to his daddy.
Frank? Okay, who did Margaret Howard belong to?
She was sister to Fine.
All right. She belonged to Ethel?
Ethel and Oscar. That was nice.
They were real fine people, though. Weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And going straight on down that road before you turn like you're going to Duncan, why they had what was Waters Graveyard?
Yes, you go on and keep going on, though. They have an older group of people there.
Major Smith lived over in there, didn't he?
Really? Yes, but that's a different road. When you turn right at Thompson's store, which later became a Noble's Patty store, you follow that road and kept bang to the right. You came to Bud Gooch's house, you came to Mary Lee Francis' house, you came to Colonel Ellis's house, and Ed Murphy's house, and on and see more places of that. I don't know. I could have. I thought we knew.
Yeah. Well, let's see, what else do we need to talk about? There's two churches down there, the Christian Church and the Methodist Church.
Christian Church and the Methodist Church.
And when I was a little girl, I always thought that all Methodists were Republicans and all Baptists were Democrats, because we went out to Pleasant Point to the Baptist Church, which was about 2 miles from there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the Methodists didn't have a church until they had one up on the hill.
For the school?
Well, I hate to tell the history of that. There was no Methodist church at King's Mountain. And there was a man by the name of Newsom came through, who was a Methodist minister, or some sort of a minister. And he wanted to hold a church,
revival.
In the churchyard of the Baptist church, which Goodman had differed on. But he won, and he had this revival meeting, which was a very lively one, and organized a Methodist church. Almost divided the Baptist church.
Where was the Baptist church then?
Their church was there. They didn't really have a revival in the church. It was out on the lawn.
In King's Mountain?
No, at Pleasant Point.
At Pleasant Point, okay.
And then when they left Pleasant Point, there was up at the Methodist that built in the church on Hall. They called it Hall's Methodist Church. And it went with that name for a good many years. Then they moved that building.
Over there on the schoolyard?
And down and added it to the schoolyard. I can't tell all that good job. That won't be worth listening at.
When Pop started teaching there, let's see, Oliver Smith had the first grade, didn't he? No, Oliver Smith went to school to Pop, didn't he?
Yeah, Oliver Smith was... He was teaching the upper grades, and in that class, I can't remember all of them right now, there was Harold Murphy, Oliver Smith, Richard Trimble, Burris McKee,
well,
too many hard control boys. I'll just put it that way.
They turned out to be pretty good boys, though, didn't they? Well, but by the time I got ready to go to school, Oliver Smith had been my first grade teacher. We lived across from the school, and I would always run off. I was the one that ran off always. And I'd go over there at school, And I had a little speech, and they'd put me up on their hand like this for me to say my little speech. And then I'd get a whipping when I got home. Mama come and get me.
I think that history of the Methodist Church is real interesting, Ms. Gillen. I think that's real interesting, and I expect there's a lot of people who don't know about that. Could you tell us about any of the other history of the other churches in Kings Mountain?
Well, they had a good, strong Baptist church at Pleasant Point. And
when did the Christian church start?
I don't know that. We know. The Methodist church, if they didn't have revivals back in that day. And we'd go sometime, it was more interesting to us to go to the Methodist church when it was in church, our church, than it was the Christian church. We never did get down that far.
How long was the Baptist church been in Kings Mountain?
It's at Pleasant Point.
Pleasant Point. How long has it been there?
Well, I can't remember because the mission is so older than I am.
Who were some of the ministers that were at the time?
Preacher Noel.
Preacher Noel from Kingston, from Sanford.
He was the one, his daughter had a millinery shop in Danville, wasn't it?
Yes.
He married Mom and Papa, and he named me. My middle name is Noel.
He married Herbert Nathan Reynolds. He couldn't hear, and he tried to sing, he had no tune.
I knew him very well.
Yes, I knew him real well. He had years of made his headquarters at our place and drove from Stanford, Plain Point, to fill his regular appointments.
Well, in that day and time, the preachers stayed around at the homes.
Everybody. And our home was usually the one that, as a fact, when most always kept the church and opened the doors for service. And of course, someone had to lock the doors. And if no one was not offered the preacher a place to go home to get them retired.
And so wasn't any preacher there? Why, my father preached.
No, he didn't preach. He conducted
the service. He just could conduct the services.
He conducted a regular service.